we're going to look at seeing what we can do and how we can get there. If we can get to there, fine. But just remember, that's just a 2019, back to a 2019 staffing level. And but I think we're going to find a number somewhere in that vicinity or maybe less. But the other thing is we're going to go through. We have a lot of people that are not hitting direct patient care. The bureaucracy at the VA, for any veteran who's ever had to go through it, understands that we have a lot of layers that are in there that I'm not going to say were put in for mal reasons. In fact, they were probably put in because somebody at that point thought this was great. But we've had, you know, the whole division that started out was only going to run five people and now have hundreds. But they're not touching a veteran. They're not doing the things that these folks here at Battle Creek are doing every day. So my question is can we find those folks, begin to move those, and again, not affect the patient care or the disability. Also, on our benefit side, we're also going to make greater use of technology, greater use of AI, so we can process these quicker. It should not be that we're taking hundreds of days to process these claims. We need to be able to get better, and we do it all the time. How can we do it better? So that's the way we look at it.